This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Dominic Alexander Perez. Date of birth, September the 18th, 2004. Case ID number is 708-8422. Date of exam, January 9, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a functional report dated 2023. Identifying information. This is a 19-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of Guillain-Barre syndrome and depression. The claimant is presently unemployed and has never worked in his life. He did receive a high school diploma in a regular classroom setting. He is presently in his first year of college and is studying to be an auto mechanic and is presently taking his basic college requirements. He does go to the college to take these courses. He states he did fail two classes. He said he hasn't adjusted completely to college. At the present time, he lives with his parents in a house, and he has been receiving disability benefits for 10 years. Allegation number one, Guillain-Barre syndrome. Number two, depression. History of allegations. Number one, Guillain-Barre syndrome. The claimant states that in 2014, he presented himself to Mission Regional Hospital secondary to weakness to his legs, which appeared to be ascending up to his chest and arm area. He was transferred to the doctor's hospital at the Renaissance and was hospitalized for 1 week. He presented with weakness of his legs and mild weakness to his arms, decreased balance, but normal vision, normal speech, normal mental status, and he denies any seizures or syncopal episodes. His residual symptoms include decreased weakness. He is still receiving therapy 1 to 2 times a week, but he has good balance, good vision, normal speech, normal mental status, and no seizures or syncopal episodes. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, climb 2 flights of stairs, comma, and he does not need any assisted devices at this time. Initially, he did need a wheelchair. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 60 pounds above his head. He cannot run very much because he tires very quickly. And he states that he's still somewhat weak and cannot drive. He also states that he cannot be standing for long periods of time, but is still much better than he was 10 years ago. He is presently on no medications except for medications for depression, and he was diagnosed with Guillain-Barre syndrome, resolving and in remission. Allegation number two, depression. The claimant states that in 2014, when he developed Guillain-Barre syndrome, he also developed depression. He states he suffers from sadness, comma, crying spells occasionally, comma, depression, comma, panic attacks, comma, decreased concentration and motivation, comma, and generalized tiredness. He is presently taking citrulline 100 milligrams POQD, which has resolved many of his symptoms. He denies any problems with violent acts, comma, homicidal acts or ideation, comma, insomnia, comma, change in appetite, comma, apathy, comma, anger, comma, or any other symptoms related to his depression. He bathes every day and does brush his teeth daily. His mental status is normal at this time. He appears to be a well-kept, wearing casual attire male. The claimant was cooperative and had good eye contact with me and was alert. He was oriented times four to place, time, situation, and person. His attention slash concentration slash mannerisms and movements were normal. His speech rate, clarity, tone, and his ability to articulate as well as his memory is intact. His thought processes were normal and there were no dissociated symptoms. He denies any hallucinations or homicidal thoughts at this time. His mood was happy and content. The claimant states that back in 2020 he did try to hang himself because he was feeling powerless and weak and he felt like he would never get better. Recently, a year ago, his father left the home and his brother is presently in jail. He appears to be doing much better at this time and his symptoms of Guillain-Barré syndrome have almost resolved at this time. He does occasionally smoke marijuana for relaxation and is presently only taking Cetirizine 100 milligrams QD. The claimant is not working and is in school at this time. He was diagnosed with ongoing depression, which appears to be responding well to the medication. His daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, cooking, comma, and doing physical therapy. He does walk the dog for 30 minutes every day. His symptoms include increased pain with cold, damp weather that he usually feels in the morning. His physician is Dr. Linda Rosario, and he no longer has any assistive devices at this time. Family history. His father is 53 and is in good health. The mother is 47 and also in good health. Medication, Cetirizine, 100 milligrams QD. Medical problems. Guillain-Barré syndrome, comma, depression, comma. He did have a tonsillectomy when he was 5 years old. Social history, the claimant denies any history of smoking, comma. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant does smoke marijuana. He denies the use of cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. The last time he used marijuana was on January the 6th, 2024. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.7 Fahrenheit. Weight, 163 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 7 inches. BP, 127 over 72 mmHg. Heart rate, 86 beats per minute. Respiration, 14 respirations per minute. BMI, 26. General. This is a 19-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/25. And corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. Binocular corrected is 20/20. The claimant does wear glasses. Could you please drop down to the last to functional capacity on the last page. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at +5/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual field and minor limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to mild depression, which is responding to the medications. Probable diagnosis is: number one, Guillain-Barré syndrome, in remission, normal physical exam. Allegation number two, depression, being treated at this time. The claimant is responding very well to the medications and appears to be stable at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Dominic Alexander Perez.